This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Recording in progress. Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abba. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Nun Gimel. We're up to Sif Yud Aleph. And we're discussing the criteria of being a chazan, Shliach Tzibur. Says the Mechaber, Shliach Tzibur Shemarach B'Tfilasei Kedei Sheyishmu Kalei Arev. We all know people like this. The Shliach Tzibur, he davens a bit longer so that people should hear his melodious voice. Imhu Machma Shesameach B'Libay Al Shenoisen Hoida LaHashem Yizbarach B'Ni'ima Tavela Bracha. If what he's thinking is, I'm so happy, I'm grateful to the Almighty for giving me such a sweet voice, and that's why he's doing it, great, he should be blessed. For who she yisma b'kovid roish, provided that he davens with seriousness, for oimed be'im of yira, and he stands with fear and awe, ava mechavin lashmir koilai. But if his intent is, everyone needs to hear my voice, v'sameach b'koilai, and take honor from it, hareza maguna, it's degraded. Whatever reason the guy is being marech, whether he may have good intentions, it's a bad thing. It's a tircha de tzibura. It's not right to be matrech de tzibur. People have places to go, things to do, and they don't have time to hear the chazan gurgle. That's not on the schedule. They wanted to hear the chazan gurgle, they would personally hire him, bring him to their house, but they didn't do that. So basically, they're in prison. Don't do that to people. Says Mishnah Berurah Shelzir, Mishi Yishal Kol Noyim. Someone who has a sweet voice. Yiranin LaKadosh Baruch Hu should sing to Hashem V'loy Sharin Anos. Not other types of songs, but you should sing to Hashem. Vim rakak, if he spits, yikaneach piv, he should first wipe his mouth, v'achar kach, yispalel, and then pray. But he should not have the spittle on his mouth. Meguna, yisim b'sefer chasidim, b'shash Rabbi Shimon Gamliel yatzal adin. When Shimon Gamliel was taken out to be executed, lehareg, ledin lehareg, amar Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol. He says to Shmuel Kohen Gadol, Achim neima ani yosei lehareg, why am I being taken out to be killed like a criminal? Amar Lai Shema Hayisa Doiresh Barabim. Maybe you were expounding in the Tzibur. Maybe you were darshaning publicly. V'samach libcha, and your heart rejoiced. V'nehanesa midevei Torah, and you were nana from words of Torah. Amar Lai Achi Nicham Tani, said my brother, you've consoled me. Maybe one time you were feeling personal pleasure. Now, if we can, would you say, because the Mishnah Berurah is clearly making a comparison between a Shliach Tzibur and someone who's being Doresh Barabim. The Mechaber said that someone who is davening for the Tzibur and he is Marech, if it's because he's Sameach Belibay, he's Noisein Hoidala Kadosh Baruch Hu B'Ni'ima. In other words, I just want to clarify what the Mechaber means. I didn't say it correctly. Meaning, if the person is marech because he's sameach b'liboy, because he's giving hoidah to Hashem with sweetness of voice, not he's thanking Hashem, oh, I'm very grateful to you that you gave me a sweet voice. That's his way of praising Hashem. He's praising Hashem with sweetness of voice. So that's Tavayala Bracha. So let's say somebody's speaking Barabim. So if his thought is, wow, you know, I'm an eminent speaker, then that's not correct. That's what we see from the Sefer Chasidim. But if the Kavana is, this is his way of being Marbitz Torah, or let's say, this is a way of being Mekadeshim Shamayim, then L'chaira, the Mechaber, applies Tavay Allah Bracha. But not that a person could think, well, Ashrei Ani, that I have this ability, whether it's a Chazen, whether it's a Doiresh, or whatever it is. But it seems like it's a worthy Kavana if you're Sameach B'Libay V'Noisein Hoidah L'Hashem. But if it's mechavin lashmiya koiloi, that's a problem. Fine. Siv katan lamed vav. It's not good to be marach. Kasav yam shasham siman nun. Asuloi laharach shaloi b'tzayna akal afi b'shas yamtav. If the tzibur doesn't want, you're not allowed to be marach against their will. V'af b'tzayna akal yosu midai meguna. Even if the tzibur is okay with it, they give mechila. It's not nice if it's too. If it's excessive. The Dirshu brings from Shal Sechuvas Ri Magashim and Kufpei that a Shliach Tzibur in his Tfilas Lachash should not be Marech, not to be Matshriach the Tzibur. What if it's your minion? And the Tzibur, they come to you and they know this is the deal. Yidavin's long, that's okay. Fine. By the way, the Dershu points out, what about a Shliach Tzibur that repeats words? So I'll tell you something interesting. You know, back in the day, the Chazanim had, you know, ha-shabbos. So in the Igros Moshe, the Shoyel to the Igros Moshe was my great-grandfather. Because he did not like when Chazanim repeated words. I think it grated on him. So he's the one who sent Reb Shlomo Zalman Glick. He sent the Shaila to Reb Moshe. It's in the Igros Moshe. Okay. Vaiter. Now, V'af Ratzon HaKol Yosef Midai Meguna, Ki Ein Zeh Loi Mechatzi L'Hashem Loi Mechatzi L'Chem. When the Chazan is gurgling, which Chelek is it? It's not the Chatzi L'Chem. Nobody likes it. It's not the Chatzi L'Hashem. God doesn't like it either. So, you know, it doesn't belong. Kasev Shar Knesak Dab Shem Chus Mari Bruna. Sheach Tzibor Shenifsal Koilai. Sheach Tzibor, his voice is raspy. His voice is somewhat ruined. Im Nishma Kilu Humarates V'Shavor Pasal. If it sounds like it's slightly broken, it's disqualified. Oid Kasav. Im Shnei Chazonim Shavim. If you have two equal chazanim, koyein koydim lelevi. Isn't that interesting? You give kedima to a koyein. Levi liyisrael, tamid chacham koydim l'am aretz, afilu hu koyein v'kol shekein levi. Tamid chacham comes before an am aretz, even if he's a koyein and certainly a levi. Now it's interesting. I wouldn't have said a levi comes before a yisrael. Possibly. I mean, isn't the din that a Levi has precedence when there's a Kayin? But if there's no Kayin, but apparently that's only by Aliyos, we say Nisparda HaChavila. But Legabe, say davening for the Tzibur or other Kibudim, when there's no Kayin, we don't say Nisparda HaChavila. It sounds like a Levi has precedence. Okay, let's read the Mechaber on Yud Beis. Ein memanin mishakore la'alfin einin ula'ainin alfin. We do not appoint someone who reads an aleph as an ayin and an ayin as an aleph. Now, most people today do not pronounce an aleph and an ayin differently. In fact, I would humbly assert, ein memanin mishakore la'alef aleph ula'ayin ayin. Because most people who try to make the ayin sound like an ayin, you know, nice try, you know, but maybe tomorrow we'll discuss, is there any legitimate way, let's say when you say Shema, here, by every other thing, the guy says ayin and aleph, they say, oh, sorry, Shema, Shema, okay, you know, they put on this funny voice. I don't think, you know, making an ayin sound means impersonating some guy that you once heard their voice, not sure. I don't have a clear tradition how to say an ayin. We'll see, Be'ezus Hashem. Yeah? Hatzlacha. She'ena roiva mavchina mezeh. Okay. Okay, we'll pick it up here tomorrow.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.